JC, is this Brandon?
Hey, Brandon, is Sharon in by chance?
She's not, buddy. It's way, way, way too early.
I gotcha. You know when she might be getting in the office today?
No, what's this in regards to?
It's actually in regards to some past finance that the company had done here with Bank of America.
Okay. Yeah, she'll be in a couple hours, bud.
I gotcha. Yeah, I'll try and reach out then. Does she maybe have an email by chance? It might be easier for me to get in contact with her.
You know, just give her a call when she gets in. Give it about 2 hours and give a call back.
I gotcha. I was, like I said, I was just following up on some prior financing that you guys had done, so we actually sent you guys an offer here. If you don't mind me asking, how's business been for you guys? Have you been picking up with summer here?
Yeah, oh yeah, we're killing it right now.
Really?
This week has probably been one of our highest grossing weeks all year, so.
That is awesome to hear, man. I've been talking to some trucking companies, and they've just been getting crushed right now.
I think most people are.
Yeah.
And we were up until probably a month ago, but we kicked the door open on some new things, and we are ripping.
Dude, that's really good to hear, honestly. A lot of these guys, they've been telling me half their fleet's just sitting there collecting dust.
Yeah.
With the election year here, they have no idea what to even do. They're kind of just flatlining or even kind of trending downward at this point. So did you guys maybe just possibly like bring on some new projects, or did you bring on some new equipment? What was the change you guys made there?
Yeah, basically that we relied on customers that we had forever. You know, to do all of our business. We didn't really do any marketing. I took some seminars and different things. I'm a salesman by trade, but I took these seminars to, you know, marketing freight is a little bit different than selling a car. So
of course, yeah.
I took these seminars on, and we branched out and did some marketing, and it opened a few doors for us. And ever since those doors have opened, it has been on like never before. So
wow, what did you guys like get into new markets? What was it that you guys started doing?
Kind of. What we did is we did a couple teaming agreements with some warehouses near the ports, the one in Long Beach and the one in Oakland. And
okay.
These guys started forwarding in. We basically connected the dots. There's a cannery up the street, and they stamp all the tin cans for the whole West Coast, even into Canada, for all dog food, tuna fish, you name it, everything. Well, they were lacking consistent supply, so we connected the dots using the ports and some people that we know that deal in 3PL. And so we were able to facilitate this shift in how they get their product and bring them a ton more product. And so we are just slammed every day. Every month from each port, so one from Northern California, one from Southern California, we have a project that drops 120 loads a month.
Wow. Are you guys short on drivers, or did you guys pick up more of those as well?
You know, the drivers are okay. Our brokerage is something that I've been working to expand for the last several years, probably 3 or 4 years. And so that is taking up most of it, and that part of it is what's really, really, really growing.
Wow, man. Well, that's good to hear. I'll give you guys a call here in a few hours here and see if I can touch base with Sharon and just see where you guys are at. It sounds like you guys are doing great. So if you guys are maybe looking to bring on even more equipment or maybe some additional capital for any other of those projects you might have, I'll touch base with her and see what we can do for you.
Sounds good, buddy. We'll talk to you in a couple hours.
Sounds good, man.
Yes, sir. Okay.
Bye.